Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen. Hey, what's up, everybody? What's crack-a-lackin'? All right, so I've got a throwback podcast for you. This is actually from SoundCloud. I was on SoundCloud about a year ago. And before I actually was starting my official podcast, I would do some just recordings and then upload them there because I just thought it was important. And I think it's so much important that I'm actually going to put it on my podcast, this one, the main podcast, because I have obviously a much bigger audience here. And I think it's important that people understand why students fail. It's not just the reasoning that they're not good. There's a lot of things in there that I will explain, and just to give you some background about my training. And this training that I offer, personally, I don't think anybody does it the way I do it. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I am just going to tell you straight up, I don't think anybody does it, because I personally really, really, really care about your success. I care about so much, I'm going to tell you the truth of why people fail. I know some of you are listening to this. I get contacted all the time. You're thinking about going into PDR. I'm going to tell you publicly that it's going to be one of the hardest things you're going to do, especially if you think you can do it in less than 2 weeks. Now, I do offer 2-week training. And you're probably wondering, well, why did he say that if he offers 2-week training? There is a stipulation. You should and strongly consider coming back within 6 months and do a follow-up training. Because I know some of you who want to do the training can't have the time or afford to go 4 weeks, not just because it's the cost, it's because of the availability. You're holding down another job, or it's just obligations, things like that. However, I still strongly recommend don't half-ass it. This is a career that gives back. And if you start off on the right foot, you are going to take off really, really well. And that's another point of my training, because I make sure that you are getting off on the right foot. PDR training isn't just about doing the PDR, the physical aspect of it. Don't get me wrong. That is definitely the most important, one of the most important things. But the other part is the marketing. If you think you can go to a 1-week course or do a 2-week course and you're with a bunch of other people, and then you think you can just jump right in and you're not getting explained all the breakdown about how to market yourself and getting a formula, and you're talking the halfway through your training, all the way through your training, and you're not getting the grind, and you're not showing, and you're not getting examples, and you're not seeing things, and you're not being told on, hey, you need to do this and do this, step one, step two, step three, step four, and you have no foundation, and you're just let go. I'm sorry, you're going to have a really, really hard time getting out there, getting your name out there. Really, really hard time. The training I do is not only just about the marketing, it's about the physical aspect of about it, what you're going to see. You're not going to work on, set up cars or a piece of crap cars. You're not going to work on junkyard hoods. You're going to work on real live cars, late model vehicles in a controlled environment. You're not going to be in a classroom where I'm drawing all over the place. I'm going to talk half the time and I'm going to be explaining this and this and that theory. Yes, I'll be explaining that, but you'll be doing it as I'm explaining it. There's no wasting time in my course. I don't set you up, talk to you all day, and you're not pushing. That's one of the other things. I'm drilling things into your head. I'm giving you ideas. I'm giving you feedback. I'm giving you motivation. And I'm giving you real training. Now, there's other things too as well about training. You've got to remember, and I'll say this again, beware of the training courses out there or schools, shall I say, because I personally don't consider I'm a school. I can label myself as a school, but personally, I'm not a school. I'm a personal PDR trainer. There's a difference, right? So if you go, if you know you want to work on your personal self, you're not going to go to a class where everyone's doing the same thing because you're going to get all the same type of results. You're going to get mixed. There's the instructor's not really paying attention if you're actually doing it right or doing it wrong. You know, if you're lifting that weight right, or if you're eating right, or all that stuff. That's what PDR is like with me, though. I'm a personal PDR trainer. I'm looking over your shoulder. I'm making sure you're holding that tool right, making sure it's physical. You're doing it physically right. Are you looking at the board? Are you switching? Are you doing a lot of things, the little small details that really make your big steps nice and polished and make you become a better tech? That's what personal PDR training is like. Unlike the schools that you go to where they promise you the world, hey, come on, we're going to take care of your airfare. We're going to get you lunch. We're going to give you a bunch of tools. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And you got to pay attention because really, what are you really getting? You're not really getting training. You're getting everything but training. And I call that a vacation. Listen, you're not here for PDR training for training for a vacation. You're here to get real raw training. And that's the marketing. That's the physical aspect of PDR, understanding the ins and outs, pricing, understand the market so you don't go into the market and look like an idiot by low-cutting everybody in the market and looking like definitely the new guy on the block who's got a ton to learn and who will most likely fall straight on their face. So consider, even if you're not going to consider me, these are some of the things that you really, really need to wake up to. Okay, I don't train guys just to let them go. And for the techs who are listening to me, who are kind of upset, hey, Mike's training everybody and yada yada. I'm not training everybody. If you look at what I'm training, I train two people for 4 weeks. How many people are out there in the United States? How many people are out in the world? And I don't train every month. To be honest with you, I got a life in myself. I focus on other things. When I do train somebody, they go into the market respecting it a lot and doing a fantastic job representing PDR as a whole. I do my best. I don't just want to train anybody. If I did, I wouldn't be saying this stuff on my podcast. I wouldn't be saying it at all. I'd be telling you, yeah, you can make a lot of money. Yeah, I offer 1 week training because that means I don't give a crap about you. I really don't. All I care about is your money. And unfortunately, there are schools out there who don't really care about your success. Because I tell you what, you're not going to talk to the owner in most cases. There are a couple out there that don't beware. You will talk to some people that are running the show and take you places with them and why they're working and yada, yada. That's not training, man. Trust me, it's not training. You should be pushing the dents and you should be getting thorough instruction and learning how to do this correctly. The preparation is going to be super strong for you too as well with me. I'm going to train you technically before you even get set foot in my course. And I know other people are like, well, what do you mean? Well, if you haven't noticed already, I do a lot of videos. I do some on YouTube. And I have another site called denttrainer.com along with my business partner, John Hiley. And we teach PDR. We teach it online as best we can. And in some of those videos, specific videos, I want you to watch before you arrive. That's when you are ready to sign up. Why? Because mentally, I want you to be prepared. I don't want you to physically try it and do it. I want you to mentally understand what you are going to be doing. It helps a lot and tremendously. And it really helps you get a head start. And it makes a world of a difference. Because I can tell when a PDR student has watched the videos or glanced at the videos or didn't watch them at all. So enough about the rambling. I'm going to talk about why PDR students fail. And it's not just for about me. It's about the real world of why PDR students fail. Why my students fail. I'm not gonna lie to you. Okay? So I'm not gonna go too much into that. I'm just going to let the podcast, the earlier podcast, do its thing. If you have any questions, I'm going to say it now, and then I say it at the end. You can contact me, denttime@gmail.com or learningpdr@gmail.com. You can also go to learningpdr.com. That's my training site, but either one, denttime.com as well. If you want to hear more episodes about PDR in general, because I cover across the whole board, PDR training, PDR tools, PDR what's going on. I have other techs, what's going on in the community. It's not just about training. So I encourage you to go check it out, denttimepdr.com. You can find Denttime PDR on iTunes. And if you like these type of podcasts, please give me a review on iTunes. Hit me up. Let me know what you guys think. This also goes on YouTube. So if you are listening to it from YouTube, please give me some comments below. I'd be more than happy to reply, and thanks for listening. Okay, so now let's get right into it. Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Mike Toledo. We're going to talk about statistics. How well will you be after PDR training? What is my success rate, and then what's my dropout rate? In other words, how many people fail? I'm sure that's probably important to you, but more importantly is how many people succeed. And I'll tell you, there is a lot more people succeeding than failing. And I'm probably about 80-85%. I wish I could tell you 100%. I'm going to tell you the biggest reason why, with me, why students fail. But we'll get into just a minute of that, okay? We'll get into that. So, I think it all goes down to preparation, though, guys. If you have no idea what you're doing, and you know it's going to be challenging, it's anything challenging, wouldn't you want to prepare? Wouldn't you want to see what you're going to get into before you arrive or you commit to something? Well, with my PDR training, I'm going to give you specific videos I want you to watch and understand mentally of what you're going to be looking at. Because technically, it's like looking at the orange peel in the paint. However, you're not really looking at orange peel. You're looking at the reflection in the orange peel. Okay. So there's a little bit of difference there. Some people get mixed up about what they're looking at. They get confused between the orange peel and the reflection. But that's part of the training. That's something I help you get through. I help you understand what you're looking at. So you guys want to know why students fail? I'll tell you one reason, and then I'll get to the reason that people fail with me. The overall reason why people fail when they go to schools is because they don't give themselves enough time, or they're influenced that they think that they can get this done or down in 1 week. And it's not even 1 week. I don't even know why we call it 1 week. It's 5 days, Monday through Friday. Some do 6 days, Monday through Saturday. But even if it was 6 days, it's not enough. I couldn't tell you how much you need to know in 6 days. Absolutely no way. All right, how about this? I could tell you in 6 days, but it's like, okay, here's a movie. It's 2 hours long officially if you watch it from start to beginning. So it's, if you want to do PDR training, let's just say it's 4 to 6 weeks if you really wanted to do PDR training. But I tell you what, I will fast forward the movie and you'll be able to be done with it in 20 minutes. Do you think that you're going to understand the details? understand the plot, understand the characters, or what happened in that story. You kind of get my point now? That's what PDR training is like. You take 6 days compared to 4 weeks. You're watching a movie in fast forward. You know what the movie's about, but you don't know the details. So you know that paintless dent repair is about pushing with tools, knocking down, using reflection, yada, yada, yada. But the steps and the details are in between. So that's one reason why there are so many failure rates going to a 1 week course. I offer a 2 week course, not telling you that, oh, that's so much better. It is better though, way better than 5 days or 6 days. That's why I don't train the 1 week courses, because I know, even though I'm a very, very good trainer, it just wouldn't be fair to yourself and to me to fast forward you and have you watch and have you fast forward into PDR. I can tell you all about glue pulling in 2 hours. I can tell you about deep dings in an hour. I can teach you big dents in 3 hours. I can do all kinds of things and rush you through it, but none of it's going to stick because you didn't have time to practice and perfect the foundations of PDR. Now, moving on to a reason why students fail with me. Now, you're probably wondering, like in some of these episodes that I've been doing, why is Mike always like, it sounds like he's trying to talk me out of it. Why is he, you know, always saying how hard it is and it's, you know, failure rates and emotions and, because it's the truth. This is the real thing. You're going to invest a lot of money into doing this. I want you to be prepared. I want you to understand. And definitely don't think that everybody who trains in PDR makes it. Now, I'd say about 80-85% of the students that come to my course make it. Then you're probably going, okay, Mike, spit it out. When are you going to tell me about the failure rate with yours? Why do people fail with you? Well, I'm just going to say it straight up. Most students, they save up, they go to my course, and they actually understand that they've got to do a dent every day. They have to touch a dent on a car every day without fail. The minute that you stop doing that, you take breaks or you go back to another job or you don't perfect what you've learned. And I'm not saying practice. This isn't an scapegoat. I don't want people to think that's an escape. Oh, you got to go practice. Yeah, you do, but that's not the point. The point is perfect. If you could just touch a dent every day, you'll be good. It doesn't matter how bad you are. You'll be good. You'll get better. If you are not doing a dent and you go back to your job, like I mentioned, or you find something else, and then you want to casually do PDR because you went to my course, you're going to fail. I'm going to tell you that right now. And you don't have enough time. If you don't give yourself enough time to learn the foundations and you don't perfect what you've been learning after you came to my course, you'll fail. I can't tell you any other way. It's the truth. If it was me, I would have, if I was going to go to PDR course like myself, I would like to see if I either A, had a lot of money saved so I can actually about 6 months saved so I can perfect, market myself, get myself out there doing retail and all that good stuff. And you will be capable of doing retail. You will. And if you think confidence is going to hold you back, you should listen to my other recording about that, because you definitely got to throw that. You got to get rid of that confidence. And I did a story about if you had a friend's car, same exact car, and a customer's car, same exact car, with the same type of dent in the same place. I'm just giving you a scenario so you can think, who are you going to do a better job with? Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot at stake, and the reward's higher with somebody paying. I think personally, a PDR tech student, anybody who's under pressure, performs better. So with this in mind, now you know why most students fail. And you already got the answer if you can actually be able to do PDR and practice every day and not go back to your 9-to-5. And I'm telling you, one day is not going to cut it. Now, I've had a student train, let's see here. He trained, I think, for 2 or 3 weeks. I can't remember the exact length he went. I think it was 3 weeks. And so what he did is he ended up training for 3 weeks, and then he left. Guess what? He went back to his 9-to-5. Yep, 9-to-5. But I got to give it to him, but he ended up practicing still for one day a week. He still hung on, but he knew he wasn't accelerating the way he wanted to. So guess what? What did he do? Came back after 2 years, I think 2 or 3 years. I can't remember the date. I'm not going to name no names because he listens to my stuff. He listens to my podcast and he knows who I'm talking about. He came back for another 4 weeks. Now, he could have saved all that money, could have saved all that time and frustration. But hey, I got to give it to him. Determination is also a big part of your success. He was determined to succeed. He knew he screwed up. He knew he didn't listen to me. He should have been on a dent every day. And it set him back. Now, if you can afford that, practice 1 or 2 days during the week and do what you want to do and then come back and see me again and pay me again to train you for something that you should have remembered and retained during your course and then afterwards, then by all means, come, you know, have fun. Come see me. I'm a fun guy. I'm a great guy to be around. Matter of fact, I'm a different person when you see me in training. I love to have fun. I make you relax. But I also stress you out because I know what's ahead of you. I know what you're going to face. So that is why students fail. Either in the 1 week courses that these other mills are actually trying to get students to come in and I'll give you a free airfare. I'll give you room and board. I'll give you a free lunch. I'll pick you up to and from. You know what they're giving you, right? They're giving you everything but training. I call it a vacation. You're getting a vacation, but you're not getting no training. You're in here to learn PDR the right way. And that's what I'm about. If you have any questions, contact me. learningpdr@gmail.com. That is my direct training email. So if you have any questions, again, learningpdr@gmail.com. I'm Mike Toledo, and I hope to talk to you and see you in the future.